summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. So the Australia unveiled its budget a few days ago, and many measures and a lot of policies were observed to make Australia less reliant on the mining sector and to diversify away from that. How viable do you think this is?
Well, it's a very good question. Good morning, Julian. It's something with a lot of politicians have grappled with for a while, and I think the new man at the helm, our new prime minister, well, newish prime minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he's very strong on technology and small business and innovation. So that's what he's earmarked as something to maybe take the focus away from mining. But you know, mining at the same time, I guess having a look at commodity prices, it's with the exception of the last couple of nights, it's been a little bit of a renaissance period, but obviously, you know, not anywhere near the heady days of, coming out of the GFC when China certainly ramped up its stimulus efforts. So it's something that, as I said, politicians are going to continue to grapple with the transition, whether it's innovation and technology. I mean, you know, we're a little backwater country, just a little outpost of England, still considered by some across the globe. So, whether we've got the nous to be able to come and whether the next Apple or Google or something like that's in Australia, I mean, the jury's certainly out on that. But that's certainly the way our Prime Minister is trying to get the economy headed. I'm not sure whether that's the answer because, naturally Australia is abundant in natural resources under the ground and obviously, you know, they're going to be in demand from certain parts of the world. I don't think anything's going to change there. But in terms of the reliance and the focus, it'd be nice to have a few strings to the bow, so to speak, outside of that. But just where the answer lies, I guess, remains to be seen.
Ben, backwater, you may say it is, but I was in Australia last week for a holiday and it was beautiful over there. But, just from your personal viewpoint, are you positive on Australian growth going forward?
Well, yes, I am. Like the rest of the world, or like any country, we're going to be a little bit subservient to global growth factors, and especially considering, what I was saying in terms of where the demand for the resources come from. It comes out of China, and if China is going to sneeze, then we're going to catch a cold. There's no two ways about that. What's inside our control, I think we're doing a pretty good job of controlling it. Like our economy is going along okay, even though we had another rate cut, we've still got interest rates far and above that of other developed economies at 1.75% now. Obviously, we had a 2% going into that the most recent Reserve Bank meeting, but that tells us that the economy, while not incredibly buoyant, is going along a lot better than certainly other developed economies. So that gives me heart. But at the same time, we do watch China very, very closely.
That interest rate cut was very interesting because I guess it's just following the negative trend around the world. And you're right in saying that 1.75 is a lot higher than other developed economies. Is there more room for interest rates to go down?
Well, yes. I mean, I would like to see our Reserve Bank keep a little bit of the powder dry because it's always the left field events that you have to worry about, the unforeseen global economic hiccups or headwinds that we might see. You know, we've got a Brexit decision coming up in June. Obviously, we're still that's been ground zero for recent macroeconomic hiccups has been in Europe. So that's certainly where we're keeping a very, very close eye. But at least we've got a little bit of wiggle room, 1.75. If we want to cut again, we can. We can cut quite aggressively from 1.75%. But they are down around record lows as it stands right now. So I think that our Reserve Bank, it definitely has an easing bias in mind, but I don't want to see them, fire all the bullets in the chamber. As I said, it's the left field events that we need to worry about. We need to keep some powder dry to stimulate if need be.
And where do you see the Aussie dollar going?
Well, it was certainly, it was on a bit of a tear. It was headed back up to 80 US cents before the shock interest rate cut, and it's now down around 75 US cents. So you can see it's taken a very big fall. We weren't actually at 80 cents, but we were headed back towards that way. We're actually under 75 US cents now. So it's fallen about 2.5 cents since that decision, maybe even closer to 3 cents. So if we've got an easing bias in mind, and obviously they've got a tightening bias in the US, then the fundamentals suggest that the Aussie dollar is headed lower. But of course, while the more that the Fed in the US sits on their hands, the more we're going to see some sort of recovery in the Australian dollar. Only purely because I think last year, being long the US dollar was possibly the most crowded trade in recent memory of across any sort of asset class. So we've seen a little bit of a correction in terms of the US dollar. So that's where we've seen a little bit of upwards momentum for the Aussie. But as I said, fundamentally, I still think it's probably headed to 70 cents and under.
Now, the other big news, of course, is mining giants Vale and BHP fell sharply yesterday on news that they may be slapped with a huge fine by the Brazilian government after their deadly dam collapsed last year. This will continue to weigh down on the Aussie stock market, Ben?
Well, yeah, I think it will, because the markets don't like surprises, especially unwelcome surprises. And I think that this was one, and certainly saw BHP, the world's largest miner, and the backbone of our economy and our stock market, really having its worst day in 7 years. It fell 8%. There's a civil lawsuit against it to the tune of $58.2 billion. I mean, that is not chump change by any means, and it's something that Vale and BHP are going to have to defend. And no doubt they will defend it quite rigorously. They have paid some restorative fees already, or costs for the Samarco disaster, but this would far and away eclipse anything that they've had to pay, and far and away beyond certainly any analyst that I was with more than a grain of salt. Certainly no one was expecting anything to the tune of this sort of figure. So it's a bit of a clear and present danger for BHP, and probably something to keep it on the rocks for a little while, especially in light of the fact that commodities had a bit of an off night last night as well. Iron ore, gold, everything was down last night. So I think it's probably going to be in for a bit of a tumultuous session once again, and that's probably just going to be the norm until we get some sort of conclusion or finality out of this.
Do you think there can be a flaw to the BHP's share price? I mean, we know that BP has gone through this before, and they've managed to come out of it.
Yes, I think most definitely. Well, I think we recently put in a pretty substantial flaw, sort of around $14.20, something like that. I mean, it rallied back above $20 in the last couple of weeks, and obviously, in light of yesterday, slumped back into $18 territory. But I think there will be. I think at some stage, these things tend to, the pendulum always swings a little bit too far to both the up and the downside. So I think we'll know when the floor is, when that pendulum swings a little bit too far to the sell side, and that could happen. Well, if it's $18, say, and 79 cents now, if BHP's maybe falls to $16, even $15, I think that's telling us that the pendulum might have swung a little bit too far, because it's a big unknown, it's a big uncertainty, and BHP and Vale, I mean, they're no mugs. They're going to defend themselves fairly rigorously, and they're going to have a pretty crack legal team on their side as well. So, the civil suit might, in its current form at least, may have some issues getting up.
Thank you. That was Ben Lebrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!